For some of us, personal finances aren't just personal. They include a lot more people than ourselves. Loved ones, neighbors, the communities we call home, and the causes we hold in our hearts. At Thrivent, we help plan your financial picture with the bigger picture in mind. Because even though our business is helping guide your finances, our ambition is to make it mean so much more. Thrivent, where money means more. Connect with us at Thrivent.com.
Morning decisions. How about a creamy mocha frappuccino drink? Or a sweet vanilla? Smooth caramel maybe? Or a white chocolate mocha? Whichever you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Find Starbucks frappuccino drinks wherever you buy your groceries.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
It's a tap in.
Live from New York City, it's the Rich Eisen Show.
It's back to back for McElroy.
Earlier on the show, host of The View and Academy Award winner Whoopi Goldberg. Coming up, NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. ESPN broadcaster Joe Tessitore. ESPN NFL draft analyst Matt Miller. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show on the air, live from the Disney/ESPN studios in Lower Manhattan. Rich Eisen Show coming to you from here over the next 2 days. We just had a great in-studio chat with Whoopi Goldberg. Chris Brockman is sitting here. And before we get to our next guest, I just want to let everybody know about our relationship with LinkedIn. LinkedIn knows all about how with small business. Every hire counts for you, and so does your time. Hiring can quickly become overwhelming, from sorting applications to figuring out who's truly qualified. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro will help you out. It streamlines the process so you can focus on connecting with the right candidates and not managing the noise. Hire right the first time. Post your first job and get $100 off towards your job post at LinkedIn.com/Eisen. That's LinkedIn.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply. Our friend Joe Tessitore will be in studio in hour number three. We'll also have Matt Miller to talk about the NFL draft from the talent evaluation side, but from the news and information side, look who's here joining us in studio.
All right.
My buddy from NFL Network and the NFL Media Group. Ladies
cool.
and gentlemen.
This is great.
Ian Rappaport, good to see you.
Great to see you.
By the way, that was just sort of off the, you know, rote for me. You're not with the NFL Media Group anymore. We're ESPN.
It's pretty weird.
Folk.
Now, we are still called, I'm still
the
in Rappaport from NFL Network.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Great. At least through the draft, but like I'm sitting in front of an ESPN table.
Dude, get ready. Get used to it. Last night, you know, and again, just for the relationship purposes between, you know, it used to be us and them, you know, us with NFL
Indeed.
Network and them ESPN, which is the way I viewed ESPN for 23 years up, you know, until last September. At any rate, the concept of, you know, being all one, I put to the test when preparing for last night's SportsCenter that I did up in Connecticut. And because, you know, we were talking with the production staff and the producers about the NFL draft, which NFL draft expert would you want to have on? And they named a couple from, you know, from the ESPN side of the business.
Sure.
And I'm like, let's take this merger for a spin and see, you know, what's up. And I mentioned Daniel Jeremiah, you know.
Sure.
Who is in our guy. And by ours, I mean everybody now.
Yep.
And without question, they're like, sounds great. And 3 hours later, like, yeah, we reached out to Daniel. He's set.
Took him 3 hours to respond?
Well, no, I don't think to respond. It took the process 3 hours.
Oh,
let's
okay.
not. Let's
a big
not,
company now.
Let's not. Well, no, you're a news and information man. Don't assume things. You need to. That's you fair. Need to nail this stuff down.
I'm just telling you. I would respond faster.
You are well. I mean, because you're constantly on your phone, though.
That's true. I will say.
Are you a two-phone guy? You know, Schefter's a two-phone guy.
Go with this
I'm
one.
Against, no, I'm against two phones.
Okay.
I only have two pockets.
Yeah.
So, like, if
it's true.
Yeah. All my pockets have phones in them,
yeah.
There's no space for anything else.
Yeah.
You should only have one phone.
Yeah.
I have been instructed
Uh-oh.
To not be on my phone during this interview.
Well, I mean,
by
Ian, because Ian is constantly, No, it's all right. Jerry told him, don't be on your phone.
Oh, no, really? Yes. He said, you can only go in studio if you're not on your phone.
Because he didn't have to say it. But Jerome's, I mean, in the house. You know, I mean, I understand it, what your business is, that if it buzzes, it rings, or you might be missing something or what have you. You'd never be able to actually attend the Masters then.
Like, when, I would make an exception.
What's the longest you've been without your cell phone, like in your hand and able to be on?
When I sleep.
Yeah, but do you do the Tom thing? Tom told us he'll sleep with an earbud in, so
that's
he'll hear.
Totally
the-
weird. I'm against that anyway.
Okay,
and that's like okay. super weird. So what I do is, first of all, the answer is
on its face, it's weird. Okay,
right. No, I'm never without my phone. So I would love to go to the Masters, maybe with our new place of business. I'll be able to swing an invite next year. We'll
there
see.
There you go. Okay,
if anybody's watching. I love golf, and it's always on my bucket list. That and College World Series, which is also.
On
broadcast
ESPN.
By ESPN. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway.
What else you knew? What else you want?
Yeah, what else?
What else we got?
Okay.
Everything.
It's
worldwide leader.
Yeah. No, what I do is during free agency, I have my phone ringer on loud under my pillow. And my wife, for whatever reason, her body does not react to my phone ring. It doesn't. So I did a whole deal during free agency at like 12:45 a.m. in bed, and she has no recollection of it and didn't wake up when the phone rang loud.
Is it like a certain pitch that she can't hear? Is
she
that
just,
what it is?
She doesn't hear my alarm and she doesn't hear my ring.
I think she's
does not exist.
By the way, for what you do for a living, that's the greatest relationship
amazing.
You could possibly have.
Wow. Yeah.
That is
probably
unbelievable.
Probably tunes me out in other ways as well.
Okay, that's... Well, I mean, you're a Met fan. Is she a Met fan too?
She is by marriage.
Okay. Yeah. Ian Rappaport is here on the Rich Eisen Show. 10 days away, brother.
It's amazing.
What's the biggest story going into the draft?
You know, usually it's quarterbacks. It's not this time. I mean, Fernando, you guys came in with a LinkedIn promo. I was laughing because, like, that's one of the most notable things about Fernando Mendoza is his LinkedIn relationship.
Yes.
So it's not quarterback buzz. I mean, he's going number one. We all know that. To me, it's like, where does the big trade come in?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so you have, you know, Bailey and Reese, the two top edge rushers. And I would imagine one of those guys goes number two.
Yep.
I don't know for sure that the next one is going number three. You know, if you're the Cardinals, could you take a tackle? Could you take Jeremiah Love? Like, there's different ways you could go. So does someone, the Cowboys to me would be the most obvious team, come up and say, I'm going to risk it all for a generational edge rusher with position flexibility. And look, if it's Arvel Reese, I mean, the comparison is Micah Parsons. That's what people say. He's mm-hmm. Micah Parsons, which would be, of course, all sorts of funny Cowboys-wise anyway. But, like,
right.
Do the Cowboys make a big swing up? They have two first-rounders. They could trade both of them to get into the top three or four or five. That's what I'm watching.
Yeah, last night, Daniel on the SportsCenter hit that we did together, he mocked the first 10 picks, which he never does. It was nice of him
what
to
did
do
he
that.
Say?
So what he
obviously I was watching.
Okay, no, it's okay. I'll recount for you.
Yeah, please.
He had them, the Jets taking Bailey,
okay.
second overall, and then he had Reese dropping to the Titans at four, with the Cardinals taking Mauinoa at three.
I could see that.
And then he had the Giants going Sonny Styles at five, and then he had the Browns going Fano at six.
I could see that.
At which point he pegged the first big trade of the draft, that the Commanders don't have a second. They need picks.
Yeah.
And they need players.
Yeah.
He has them, despite Jeremiah Love sitting there at seven and the opportunity to put him next to Jaden Daniels for a
That's
decade
tasty.
Plus, right, that they would trade the pick to the Jets. And the Jets would be the ones to use their 16. He goes going from 16 to 7. He had the chart there in front of him. He would be their second round pick.
Okay.
And a fourth and the 16th overall, getting them up to seven.
Not crazy expensive.
To get Carnell Tate. And pair him up with Garrett Wilson and have the Ohio State wide receiver room. You get your David Bailey pass rusher, and you get Carnell Tate at seven, and you use your first round picks in the
Pretty
top
fun.
Seven.
I like that.
You only lose one of the second round picks that you have.
Right.
It all really costs you a four.
Now I'd have to go back in my memory, but this would remind me of the Sammy Watkins trade. I don't know if there's been another trade up into the top 10 for a receiver.
For a receiver.
Can you think of one?
Julio Jones.
Julio
Jones was one too.
Right, yep. That was one. That was before
Atlanta came from all the
way down. Sammy.
Yeah,
The Eagles came up for
Devontae Smith,
if I remember right. That was a quick. That was like a 11-8 or something.
Yeah,
like
it wasn't that.
That
much of a leap.
Right.
But this is like, you know, the draft is the best. You know how I feel about the draft.
Yeah.
It is the best.
Yeah.
And the thing I love most about it is this. Like, when the draft is happening, it's awesome because you get to find out everything. But it's this. It's like, all right, Daniel Jeremiah is an excellent evaluator and is as plugged in as anyone. He does a mock draft.
Yep.
And then he's like, I'm thinking of this trade. And I'm like, is he just thinking of this trade?
Or is he getting it right? Exactly.
It actually makes sense. And like, you're a Jets fan, or would you be like, let's do it?
I have no idea. I have no earthly idea. Again, with the Jets, and we're speaking here in New York City, and we're on ESPN Radio here in this awesome city too. The Jets need to get ready for a quarterback next year. I'm going to hit you on the Ty Simpson stuff in a second, because that is sure. That is to me outside of the fact that who's going to use a top 10 pick on a position player that or a player at a position you don't normally spend it on, like a safety and off the ball linebacker. Yeah. That's
both good questions.
Those are the questions about the draft and Ty Simpson. Those are the two going in. But you know, the Jets purposefully told the Cowboys in the Quinn and Williams trade, we'll take the one in 2027.
100%. Very intentional.
A conscious decision in the middle of the season last year. So clearly they know what next year is all about. So I don't think the Jets would be wrong at all to pop back in and say, we are so offensive deficient. Like, we did a top five list last week of bounce back players, you know, the players who are, you know, I'd most like to see bounce back.
Come back after.
And the one extra one that I do, are one more, I said, any New York Jet not named Breece Hall. That's how awful of a season it was for the Jets. So that would be a monumental big moment if the Jets did make a trade like that. And Daniel, also one last thing on whether does he know or does he not know, or is he just guessing? He was the one who in his mock draft a couple years ago pegged C.J. Stroud at 2, and the Texans pop back in at 3 and take Will Anderson, and that's exactly what happened.
I remember it well. And he kind of ruined mock drafts forever because it used to be like, oh, it's just kind of what I think, and now it's like, what do you know? Like, what are you letting out? And that's kind of our world anyway. It's like, what are you letting out? Yeah. Which part are you holding on to? And like, that's the fun part.
So for Sammy Watkins, the Bills went from 9 up to 4.
Okay.
And then also traded another first and fourth round pick the following year.
That's a large price.
That was a lot.
Yeah. So it was a future.
This one is, it's just, you know, their first.
So it was a one year swap and another first and a fourth.
It would be a second. Because the Jets have multiple seconds. He said it would be their second, not their first, not the one that leads off Friday night, but the other second round pick that they have from one of the many millions of trades that they made.
I'm trying to remember where.
And then it's a fourth. And then just the first that they have in the middle of the round from the Sauce Gardner trade.
And it does seem like a lot of people want to move back. Like in the scenario that
by the way, it's the Quinn and Williams trade. They got a 2 this year and a 1 next year.
That's what it was. Obviously, right. That's what it is. Makes sense, right? We just talked about that. In the scenario you mentioned where Arvell Reese goes to 4,
yes,
I could see the Titans trading and like that's a trade spot. You know, like Reese falls to them and they say, all right, like we have a potential generational linebacker / pass rusher who wants him, which like it's the Cowboys. So you could, in a lot of ways, you'd be like, oh, well, they could just wait till 5 to get him. But are the Cowboys going to trade with the Giants?
Hell no.
Probably not.
No.
So it has to be 4
of the Commanders.
Why would the Giants get out of 5? I mean, Styles, Downs, Tate, Love, those are 4 of the top players that you could go into this draft and go, I'm not worried about them.
I agree with that.
There's a floor, and it's not too damn low. The floor is a ceiling for a lot of players. For them, they're that good. I don't know why the Giants would trade out for that unless they get a Godfather offer. Ian Rappaport here on the Rich Eisen Show. What is the Ty Simpson story looking like right now, 10 days from the draft?
So there's been a lot of, I mean, talk about questions leading into the draft. It's like, is Ty Simpson a first rounder? And if I had to say right now, what is my guess, not reporting, just a guess, I would say that he probably is. I would say you'll see a similar situation to last year with Jackson Dart where it gets to like 22, 23 and you're like, all right, Cardinals need one. Jets need one. Are they going to take him? I don't know, but they do need one. So like if you're the Cardinals, Do you just wait till, where are they, 34, whatever they're at?
They're second up on Friday night. Okay. Yeah. So, the Jets are first up Friday night, and the Cardinals are second.
Yep. So that's right there. That's, and if you're the Cardinals, it's like everyone knows the Jets are waiting until next year to take one, except if they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And then they take Ty Simpson, who you would have gotten, but you decide not to choose. So it's like usually when in doubt, trades happen. So like that's my guess is like 25 to 32, you see a Ty Simpson trade. And then whoever it is, Cardinals maybe say, all right, like this is our guy. And if it's not, we didn't get killed coming up for him.
Okay.
But so, what about Cleveland at 24? They need a quarterback.
They do need a quarterback. I'd be surprised if they came away with one. I've been surprised before. But if you're – this is kind of what it is.
Yeah.
You're the Cardinals. You say, ah, I bet the Browns will pass. What if they don't? So do you have to get in front of them? Maybe. Like that would be another potential trade spot right there.
How much does the 2027 quarterback draft class loom over this?
You know, I expected to get a lot of questions about it and talk about it when I'm talking to like GMs and other evaluators. It's even bigger than I had realized. Like it is in the conversation always. It's like quarterbacks are going to be really good. And we say that every year, but like it seems really, really 27. And the position players are going to be really good too. So it's like, this might be a very trade happy year. I'd be a little surprised if it is, but it might be. I don't know how many people are going to be trading 20s, 27 picks. Like it feels to me like everyone who possibly can is going to be holding on to them just for this like historic draft, if that's what it ends up being.
Well, I mean, you're going to have to cough one of those up if you're going to trade back into the first round to go get Ty Simpson, aren't you? You could use a two and some other maybe capital in this year's draft. You'd have to put a package together. But
I think they're going to try hard to not deal 2027 picks just because it could be the value could be crazy.
Because you're also holding out for a quarterback.
Right.
Right. I mean, if you're the Cardinals, you get through the season with Brissett. If you're the Jets, you get through the season with Geno Smith and you try and win some games, you know, and in the case of Aaron Glenn, if he is, you know, on a hot seat in any way, shape or form, he needs to win some football games right now. I mean, Mike LaFleur is new to Arizona, so they don't have to do that. That's what I'm saying with Ty Simpson. It's not a have to unless someone's evaluated him and, you know, what the comp that we've been hearing the last couple of weeks is Brock Purdy, you know?
I mean, that's a good comp. I haven't I haven't come across that one, but if he's Brock Purdy, then that's a win, which
without the college experience though.
Right.
Physically like Purdy,
right.
Not like Purdy coming in with damn near 50 career starts at Iowa State.
And that's the problem is like, what are you getting? So like, is he a top three talent? Like, pretty talented, so maybe.
Yes.
But just does not have the resume. So, like, it's a risk because it's always a risk for a quarterback. But it's like, it's not as bad a risk at 27, 28 as it is at 3.
All right.
That's why it makes sense.
Let's take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about some trade potentials, players that could be on the block for the draft or not. Okay. And also, let's take a break because I did notice Ian did start looking.
Phone. He peaked.
It's twice.
He peaked.
So let's make sure.
I have four messages.
Let's give him. My gosh. I mean, this is not like a Chappelle show where I got to get a pouch and make you put it in it. Like, you know what I mean?
I've never been to a Chappelle show.
No phones.
No cell phones.
You can't do that either.
Can't do that either.
Well,
I'll tell you how it was.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For some of us, personal finances aren't just personal. They include a lot more people than ourselves. Loved ones, neighbors, the communities we call home, and the causes we hold in our hearts. At Thrivent, we help plan your financial picture with the bigger picture in mind. Because even though our business is helping guide your finances, our ambition is to make it mean so much more. Thrivent, where money means more. Connect with us at Thrivent.com.
In a world in need of a hero, one man rises to the challenge in style. He is just driving the kids to soccer practice. Make every day feel epic in an all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid with up to an EPA-estimated 619 miles of range on select trims, advanced tech, and class-leading interior space. Because when you're hauling kids, gear, snacks, and backpacks, space matters. And so does comfort. Just make sure they keep their cleats off the seats. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for details.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Ian Rappaport is here on the Rich Eisen Show, another segment with you, sir. So, which players could get traded during the draft?
You know,
just before it?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, like, just before is just as interesting as the during the draft. Because usually, if you're getting a player traded on Saturday, that's kind of like a more like a veteran salary dump type situation.
Right.
So, like, there was one that that came out on Kenny Moore from Schefter, my new colleague, that, you know, the Colts and Kenny Moore had agreed that they should seek a trade.
Right.
And so, like, that's the kind, he's due $10 million. That's the kind of guy who generally gets traded on Saturday.
Is that Schefter calling you right now?
Not.
Okay, wanting to be termed as something other than my new colleague?
I mean, that was a...
he's my old college friend. I mean, but anyway.
Not mine.
No, that's true. That's true. Sorry,
I did see
ahead.
He was at the...
I didn't mean to interrupt.
I did see he was at the championship game. Were you jealous?
Not at all.
He didn't want to go. Why didn't you want to go?
Let me ask you this question, Chris. Was it better to have Dusty May on Tuesday or not for this show?
That's the decision?
Guess what?
Yeah.
He would have been on Tuesday if you went to the game.
I wouldn't have been on Tuesday.
You could have made it back?
Not a chance.
Oh, yeah, because no one.
I was not jealous.
Because no one who lives in LA who went to Michigan would have had private aviation.
Sitting there in my family with my buddy Jimmy. What's up, Jimmy? Yeah.
Didn't want to go.
No, it's all good.
Didn't want to go.
It's all good.
I'll never have a team. I mean, I guess if the Mets ever make it to the World Series again,
okay,
only to lose in heartbreaking fashion, I'll probably go.
Okay.
Looks like we won't have
I'm
to
sorry,
worry about
you
that.
Digress anyway. So, Kenny.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, TJ. Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Fellow Met fan, TJ Jefferson.
There you go.
There you go.
those are the kind of guys that get traded the Saturday of the draft. I would say, like, if Dexter Lawrence was going to get traded, which who knows, because I'd say it's more likely that he gets paid rather than traded.
Yeah.
That'd be the kind of guy. Jonathan Grenard is another player. The Vikings edge, who was sort of like in trade talks with some teams, would be a big money guy, probably get a raise. That's the kind of guy that gets traded like a little bit before.
Because A.J. Brown, the June 1st date is what's at play, because it's better for the Eagles cap wise to if they're going to trade him, to do it after June 1st. And then what's the deal with Max Crosby? Or is this thing now totally over? It's over and done with?
I mean, I haven't heard that it picks up steam, but I'll tell you this. I would expect, if there is a Max Crosby trade, which again, no one has told me there is. And my understanding is he is moving forward as a member of the Raiders, and they are moving forward with, like, hey, you're still on the team. Look at all these great players we got to help add.
Right.
It's not going to happen until he's fully healthy anyway. So if it does happen, which again, I don't think it will, then you're probably talking like late August, which in my mind, like, I had the report during the Super Bowl Sunday about that it was a meniscus repair, not a trim,
right?
Like we all thought. And so in my head, I was like, all right, if he gets traded, it's probably going to be August. Then he gets traded in March, and we're like, it's like, wow.
So were the Ravens on to something after all?
I mean, they are on to something in that his knee isn't fully healed no matter what.
Right.
But if you trade for someone now, which you certainly can, it's a projection. Mm-hmm. You're saying, I trust that his knee will be good enough in August that there's no issues, which I believe that is the case. I believe from everything I'm told, his knee will be absolutely fine in August. He'll be playing. I just don't know for sure if I was giving up two first round picks,
right,
if I would. You know, it's like all right, you know, how much would you bet the Max Crosby is good to go? $100, okay. $1,000, probably. $10,000, eh. What about your house? Because that's what the trade was. Would you bet your whole house that Max Crosby is 100% fine in August? And it's like, I think he will be, but would I make that trade? I don't know.
All right, so let's have a little fun in the few minutes I have left with you, Ian Rappaport. Let's play the who's starting week one game.
Ooh, I love this game.
Okay.
Good.
Let's start. Like, we're going to do this 10 days before the draft. If you're right on week one, we'll go, wow, Ian nailed it. Nailed if not, it. It's like this never happened.
Yeah, good.
Okay, these are the constructs of this game.
Great.
Okay.
Good game.
Who starts week one for the Las Vegas Raiders?
Feels to me like Kirk Cousins.
Has he been told this?
No, but money talks. He is going to make $20 million as a quarterback for the Raiders. Money talks.
Yeah, but he made $40 million in the Falcons.
He always makes
paid
money.
Him to sit.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Like, so that half of that, you know, I just find it so fascinating that he gets drafted as the second quarterback of the same draft as RG3. Then a gajillion years later, he leaves Minnesota to go to Atlanta to get paid to be the guy. And unbeknownst to him, they're about to draft another first-round quarterback.
Yep.
And now he's going in his dotage to a spot where he knows one's coming. He knows it. So he's showing up for a reason. He has not been told that you're the week one starter.
I do not believe he has been told, because there is a chance that they get there and Fernando Mendoza is so good and so intellectually ready, which it sounds like, you know, it's like talking to some of the Raiders people after his visit. They were like, whew, we are good. Like, we are good with what we're getting. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, I think, you know, intellectually, intangibles, character, like, they are really, really excited. There is a chance he comes in and they say, like, this guy has to be the starter.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens, right? Like, I always think about, it's not first overall pick, but I always think about the Russell Wilson one in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
He's a third rounder. Everyone knows for sure he's not going to start. And they're like, has to be the starter.
Mm-hmm.
Just, it's obvious. That might happen.
Okay.
Otherwise, I think one, Kirk Cousins, going in, he knows they're going to take Fernando Mendoza. So it's not like a, what? How could you do this to me? It's more like, all right, take him. We'll see what happens. But I would say money generally talks, so I would expect him to be the starter. And how long it lasts, I don't know. But, like, he played pretty well by the end of the year this year. Like,
yeah.
I think he might have some years left.
Okay, so the next team, who's the week one starter, Ian Rappaport, in Cleveland?
If I had to guess, and these are guesses, not reports.
Correct.
I always do this for the aggregators.
Yeah, yeah.
Guesses, not reports. My guess is Deshaun Watson.
Of course it is. I'll say that.
But that's money talks, right?
No, because the money's paid already. That's different. You didn't, I mean, you did have to pay him years ago to get him, but that money's paid.
Right.
Here's my argument. When he's been healthy, he's been for sure good enough to be a starter. And there are games when he broke his shoulder, was that 2 years ago? 2 years ago, right? When he broke his shoulder, he led the team back from a comeback, and was like, all right, like, this guy's really starting to play well.
Right. Then he got hurt again.
You're
right.
So I don't know, you know, are these freak things? Who knows? But if healthy, I think he gives them the best chance to win. Now, it'll be a competition, but that's what I think.
But money does talk. I mean, if you've paid him all this and you got him for at least another year, you might as well get something for your money.
I think I think they paid it anyway. I think it's just like...
No, I know that, but I mean, you already paid him. Like, what's the point? You know what I mean?
Are they paying it to go away?
Not paying him to go away. The money's already been paid out, but he's under contract still. You might as well get something for the money you've already given him.
I'll tell you what, it'd be crazy.
What?
If he's good.
I expect him to be. Yeah. How does that sound?
I'm sure
I expect him to be. Because he's still...
I don't know.
No, I expect him to be. I expect him to be, like, because he's really talented, or I know he was, but he's really talented. He's got to be just jumping out of his skin right now, watching all of this go down. And Monken, you know, wants to start winning right now. So,
he's
again,
also, he's
neck
also
up, Deshaun Watson's probably got any of the other rookies.
I get it, but it's been 4 or 5 years since he was a top third quarterback in the league.
I expect him to be good. I really do. Last one for you.
Okay.
Ian Rappaport, week one starter in Kansas City. Is?
That's a tougher one. My guess is it's going to be Mahomes, but I don't know that the Mahomes were getting, because, you know, 7 hours in a day in the facilities, rehabbing like crazy.
Right.
And if at all possible, if he can be on the field, he will be on the field. It will be weird for us, for all of us.
Yes.
Because we are going to see Patrick Mahomes, and there's going to be probably like a month, or I don't even know, however long it is, when you're like, I see Patrick Mahomes, but he doesn't quite look like himself. And that is okay. But we are going to have to get used to that because, you know, LCL is really tough. It's a longer recovery. We saw with Carson Wentz, he never quite came back as the Carson Wentz he was previous. It does take some time. So, like, you know, a lot of reasons they tried to improve their offensive line and are still doing it and signed Ken Walker. But one is because, like, they only need reinforcements until Mahomes comes back. So my guess is he's back. I just don't know that he's going to be the Mahomes we're used to right away.
Speaking of reinforcements, Daniel Jeremiah in his mock draft on SportsCenter on Sunday night, 9th overall, had Jeremiah Love dropping to the Chiefs.
Ooh,
and
wow.
He put him there. The guy who was sharpied in there prior to the draft as the prior to the combine mock drafts right there, and then was removed from that because nobody thought he would drop to 9. He still has him dropping to 9 at the end of the day.
I don't think he will drop to 9, but like best player available. Just take the best player.
So who takes him?
I think
yes.
That Jeremiah Love's window starts at 3. And I'm not saying the Cardinals are going to take him because they have other needs. They could take Maui Noah. They could take one of the top edges who's there.
Yeah, they could take Reese. They could take Styles. They could
whatever they want.
Sure.
A lot of people think that Jeremiah Love is the best football player if positions didn't have a weight.
Correct.
And so, like, they got some knees. They also signed a running back in free agency. But I still wouldn't be surprised because it's like, just take the best player.
Good to see you, man. Thanks for coming here. Appreciate it.
Cool.
You got it. Ian Rappaport here with the letters ESPN in front of him.
Bizarre.
Dude, you know what I'm doing right now? I'm letting everybody in the building around here.
I'm aware. Thanks for lunch, by the way. We used your pass to go get lunch.
Are you serious? Did that really happen?
Yeah, your badge was used.
I mean, I paid for it, but your badge got us up. Oh, it's a nice cafeteria upstairs.
It's not just nice.
You are understating that. Yeah, nice is doing a light lift on that one, bud.
It's challenging, too, because apparently you have to pay first, and I showed up in line. I'm like, hi, and they're like, where's your receipt? And I'm like, cool. And then I had to leave and go get my receipt.
That's all right. Yesterday, there were all sorts of different food places up in ESPN now that never used to exist, ever. This beautiful cafeteria that's there. And then this sort of like mini calf that's on the way to the cafeteria.
Wow. Oh.
Where I heard, I'll screw it, I'll just say it. I heard there was one particular individual named Bill Polian who thought it was just grab and go. Somebody had to explain to him that, no, you got to pay for it, Bill.
He wanted to change the rules.
He was circumventing. No, I heard it. Yeah.
That sounds like thievery to me.
Yeah. Right words too.
Yeah.
Listen, it's not a grab and go, man.
Yeah.
He went from grab and go. He went from not paying to grab and go to dining and dashing. Yeah. It's incredible. But he's a Hall of Famer. So
yeah,
that was what I told. I'm just spilling tea right here.
I love it.
Good to see you, man.
Rich Eisen here. I've traveled all over for some of the biggest NFL moments you can imagine. Conference championships, Super Bowls, draft weekends, and everywhere I go, the city just feels different. It's buzzing, packed, electric. Now, take that energy and multiply it by the entire world. That's what's coming this summer with the FIFA World Cup. Fans from every corner of the globe are going to be traveling to experience it live. And when that many people come to town, they're all looking for a place to stay. And that got me thinking. If you live in or near a host city, this is one of those rare moments. You already have a space. This summer, you could list your space on Airbnb while fans are in town for the FIFA World Cup. Not as a full-time thing. Not as some huge lifestyle change. Just during an event when demand is naturally high. When I travel for big games, I just want a comfortable place in a real neighborhood. And that's exactly what so many visiting fans will be looking for. If you've ever thought about listing your space, this summer is a great time as we welcome FIFA World Cup fans. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Rich Eisen here. The April 15th tax deadline is coming fast, but don't worry. Hand off your taxes to a TurboTax expert today. You know how April feels. Everything speeds up. Games matter more. Hoops and hockey schedules tighten. Your phone won't stop buzzing. And somewhere in the middle of it all, there's that quiet little reminder. Taxes. You'll get to it tonight or tomorrow or after the weekend. And if you handle it the old way, you're refreshing your inbox like it's breaking news. Waiting, wondering, hoping everything's squared away. That's a lot of mental bandwidth. With Intuit TurboTax Expert Full Service, you can match with a dedicated expert who understands your specific tax situation and handles your taxes for you, start to finish. You can do it all online or meet in person at one of their new tech-enabled store locations. Have your tax forms imported directly into the app and hand everything off to your TurboTax expert. While they work to get you every dollar you deserve, you can go about your normal routine, giving you time back to focus on what actually deserves your attention, like rooting for your team to make the playoffs. April 15th is not waiting, people. Visit TurboTax.com and hand off your taxes to a TurboTax expert today.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Back here on our show in New York City on the radio, as well as Disney Plus and the ESPN app. In the world in need of a hero, one man rises to the challenge in style. He is just driving the kids to soccer practice. In the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid, you can make every day feel epic with up to an EPA-estimated 619 miles of range on select trims, advanced tech, and class-leading interior space. Because when you're hauling kids, gear, snacks, and backpacks, space matters. And so does comfort. Just make sure they keep their cleats off the seats. The all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for details. Chris Brockman here. You there. TJ and also Mike Del Tufo back in the Los Angeles
what
studios.
Up, what, up?
Hey, what up, boys?
All right, TJ, you're playing in. Your Clippers are playing in.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Against the Warriors.
It's
always seen there's a play-in game every year between two teams that back when the play-in tournament was created, you thought would never play in the play-in game.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. Didn't the Lakers and Warriors play in the first play-in tournament?
I believe you're correct.
Right? And now here the Warriors are again as the 10 seed at the 9-seeded Los Angeles.
Yeah, so play-in starts tomorrow. Heat, Hornets, Blazers, Suns. And then Wednesday, Magic, Sixers, Warriors, Clippers. Both of your teams are playing.
You got a whole bunch of playing in, TJ. TJ's playing in.
It's like going extra innings in baseball, you know, more basketball.
So is Embiid back? He got an appendectomy, right?
I don't think he's coming back anytime soon.
Is there
soon,
a more unlucky superstar in the history of sports than my guy Joel Embiid, man? Like, devastating to see that.
It's tough to find one off the top of my head. It's too bad.
I don't know much about that surgery. What's recovery time for something like that? Does anyone know?
I don't know. I guess I most intriguing up, but matchup that we already know about. Can you put the NBA playoff bracket out one more time? In the West, you've got Nuggets.
Timberwolves, Nuggets.
Lakers.
And Lakers, Rockets.
Lakers, Rockets. That's pretty interesting.
Don't sleep on the East.
We already know who's going to win the East. It's kind of boring.
Knicks and Hawks. Cavs. What if it's really boring? Because the Celtics are going to win the East?
Yeah, of course.
By the way, the fact that they're the 2-seed at the end of the day after everything, and Tatum's back.
Yeah, looks as good as he was.
Unbelievable.
When he went down, yeah.
The Spurs got spanked last night, but no Wemby. But going into that final night tail spanking, they're on a roll as any.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's Nuggets Wolves. I mean, the Lakers are not going to be at full strength, so I would expect Houston to move on with relative ease. I mean, a lot of superstar power in that Nuggets Wolves series.
Jokic, yet another first. He's the first guy in the history of the NBA to lead a season in both rebounds and assists.
Yeah, it's pretty
averaging.
Do you remember when
he finished the NBA season leading the league in averaging per game, rebounds per game, and assists per game?
Was it the beginning of the year when we had Windhorst on and he was like,
"Yes,
you guys don't realize how great Jokic's season is having. Right. Yep. I rigged my league pass so I can always watch the Nuggets games." Yeah.
28 points, 13 boards, 11 assists, essentially, on the season.
And that's absurd.
So you go into the play-in tournament, TJ? You're going to go? You're gonna leave
I got to talk to my boy Riley, see if we can get some tickets. Maybe.
Okay.
My boy, just buy the ticket.
All right, that's our NBA update.
I looked at the prices, Chris. They're pricey for this play-in game.
Well, it's plus you're busy though. That's like the only
you're busy.
Wednesday's the only night you're in town for the week, I think. So you'll be in Vegas. So coming up, let them advance, and then maybe you'll lay something there.
I'll wait till we get to the finals. Look at me talking gambling all of a sudden. You know.
All right, it's a Monday.
Let's go.
It's a Monday, so let's get to it. It's time for Overreaction Monday right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Hit it, please.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
On a Monday.
On Monday.
On the actual day and on which it is observed.
Let's do it. Okay, Rich, talking NFL draft, obviously. We were talking with Ian, and everyone has this team pegged as the one to move up, and they should do it. TJ, the Cowboys, should trade into the top five and take one of the Ohio State defenders.
I will say that's an overreaction.
May I ask why?
I'll call that an overreaction. No,
why?
Because
why is that?
No, I because you should stay at 12 and 20 and take two terrific players and actually not use any more draft capital to go up and go get anybody.
But are they going to be as good as Arvell Reese or Sonny Styles? Probably not.
I have no idea. I think they won't be too far off. I mean, it'd be great to have them, but to use two to go get one. You need more. You need more than one.
Yeah, we're in a
the
great spot.
The way I kind of see this draft, hey, TJ, you just need to stay put.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
And
we're
do
in
what
great
the
position.
Eagles did, which is in one draft, get your Quinyon Mitchell and then your Cooper DeJean. Use two draft picks and boom, you're done. 12 and 20, go for it.
We're going to draft two
I'd stay
Hall
put
of
if I'm Dallas. Although, the one thing I would do, potentially, is I trade both of them if I'm going to trade up to go get somebody. You go get somebody like Jeremiah Love, who you know is the surefire best player in the draft. So, what else you got
over
there?
Even better, Rich Eisen. Even better.
Hey, okay, Chris, I'll give up two to
around.
Get Miles.
What's that?
I'll give up two to get Miles, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's going to take Miles, two more,
yeah,
I think.
I think so,
too. It's
going
to take more than that. We're all sitting around, at least me as a Pats fan, waiting for June 1st. You know what that means, Rich Eisen? Because A.J. Brown's going to get traded to the Patriots. But what if he doesn't? If the Chargers want to make the offensive leap behind Mike McDaniel, they should trade the 22nd pick for A.J. Brown.
That's still too pricey. I don't think so, too.
Just a first-round pick. Boom. A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown is...
Imagine him on the Chargers.
I get it.
They get a true number one.
Let me ask you this question.
True number one.
His production last year, was that first-round draft choice to you?
Was his production last year his fault?
Was part of it.
Really?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wasn't scheme, wasn't the one person who had the ball all the time?
He was completely.
The one person?
If you dust for prints on the Philadelphia Eagles offense last year, you see no A.J. Brown. You see nothing from A.J. Brown.
I don't know, man. It seemed like the guy wanted the ball good enough to get the ball, didn't get the ball. How is that his fault?
I'm sure Howie would say sold. I'll take a first-round pick for him, but I don't think anybody's offered it for a reason.
Why wouldn't the Chargers do that? Suddenly they become, boom, an instant, like almost the favorite in that division.
I think they become a favorite in the division by getting healthy on the offensive line and bringing that running game and maybe getting a receiver in this draft. But I don't know, man. A.J. Brown, last year I'd be just a little bit concerned.
Mm, interesting.
But he's in his late 20s still. First round picks, tall order. I'll call this an overreaction as well.
All right, staying in the AFC West, you talked about the Chiefs. DJ did have Love falling. I like the Chiefs to go offense, but I want to go in this direction. The Chiefs should go off the board, take a leap, take Kenyan Sadiq as Travis Kelce's heir apparent.
Wow. Tight end at 9th overall, buddy.
Al Pitts has gone in the top 10.
He finally, if you had said that in any year other than this one, we'd looking at guess, you saying, guess, when's it going to happen?
Yeah, but
for
guess
him?
Who Kyle Pitts didn't have throwing him the football?
I got it.
This is Kelce's last year coming up.
I still think this is an overreaction.
Reload,
as well.
Keep it moving.
I understand what you're saying. 9th overall for Sadiq is pretty damn high. And I think they have some other. They could go, you know, Mansoor to replace McDuffie. They could go Love, obviously, which would be a massive turbocharge right there. I don't think so, but I like them. I like where you're thinking. I'll call this an overreaction.
All right, let's keep it going. This guy is going to get paid probably before the season starts, but he did get his fifth-year option picked up, which makes me think that Bijan Robinson, we saw what it could be last year.
Yes.
Tyler Allgeier is gone. Kevin Stefanski now in. This offense is ready to explode.
Okay.
Bijan Robinson is going to break CJ 2K's scrimmage yards record this year.
Which is what? What's the number?
A lot.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Googling 2,509 yards.
That's a tall order.
He might get 2,000 himself just on the ground. He doesn't get another 800 yards. I bet he shatters
all right,
this record, honestly. I'll
agree with one because I haven't agreed in this with a single thing you've said
you
so far.
Which is too bad.
I'll say that's not an overreaction. He's going to be the first overall pick in everyone's fantasy draft for a good reason.
Without question.
Right.
Yeah. I think we're going to see him go to another level. Like okay. Marshall, you know, Eric Dickerson
he's
level.
That good. He's really spectacular.
He's that good.
What else you got?
All right. Well, you can change music out there, Mikey. Let's do some NBA. Multiple lower seeds are going to win in the first round of the playoffs. Multiple lower seeds.
I don't think so. Overreaction.
All right.
What else?
No. Cleveland. No Minnesota. Hawks.
Cleveland's not.
I guess
higher
the Rockets are tempt.
Right.
Yeah. Raptors.
So
I guess
the Rockets I think advance.
The Rockets
multiple.
Are.
All right. I'll give it to you.
Well, Rockets.
Okay. Yeah. The Lakers have got a tall order, man.
You know.
That's a shame as well.
Well, because you're a diehard Laker fan.
I am not a diehard Laker fan. I'm not a passionate Laker fan. I'm not any of them. But I mean, the Timberwolves that's a tough one against the Nuggets. The Rockets, I think, do advance. So you're thinking the Raptors, the Hawks. I just went higher register. Boy, that would be a very disappointing finish for the Knicks if they get one and done here by the Hawks.
Yeah.
But I'm going to stick with my initial reaction.
Rich, let's talk about my man. Rory McIlroy puts on the green jacket back-to-back. And after winning back-to-back Masters, TJ, Rory's going to win at least two majors this year.
Woo.
So he'll win one more major this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take it. I don't think that's an overreaction.
What if I say three majors? Rory slam.
So that's a lot. To win two more majors, to win two more majors in 1 year.
Let's up it to three this year.
Yeah, that's an overreaction. I know you love him.
I do.
For good reason.
Maybe a lot of money the last 2 years.
Do you know how many people over the in Memphis at St. Jude at the Run Rich Run event this weekend and in Bristol on Sunday said they heard about your crazy ass parlay on the show?
No way, really?
Yeah. And they think there's no way you cash out on Rory winning right now.
Because I have the Celtics.
Because you have the Celtics.
Yeah, I know. I've considered cashing out, but I think I'm just going to let it
press
ride
on.
And I'll hedge around.
It's a five. Pardon me. It's a five-legger?
It was four. So
okay,
I had.
You got the Pirates.
And I hit the two Pirates ones with Skeens pitching.
Yeah.
And then Rory wins. So I just need to get one more.
You know, it's just the Celtics.
Celtics win the East.
You can't bail out now.
I know. I'm
that would be an overreaction there.
I'm thinking about it.
All right, Joe Tessitore is going to be joining us in studio when we come back.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to the Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.